What you got? Beautiful day in Colorado.
Yeah. How is your offense look 2 days in?
It's 2 days in. They look like they're 2 days in, but got some talent. They're working together, working hard at it. Made some mistakes, learned from the mistakes, and hopefully we'll get better.
How do you get enough reps for three quarterbacks? And does that have to wean off eventually as you get into July?
We don't really have a set protocol for that or a number of reps. We're trying to get them all and see what goes on. And certainly, Mark's been played a lot more football in the NFL than the other two, so we're just kind of going by feel right now. Again, it's the second day through, and let's make sure we get all the reps, and make sure we're give them a chance to compete. That's what we're trying to do.
When you put a young quarterback, whether it's Paxton or Trevor last year or any of these other, Jay, 10 years ago, what are some of the benchmarks that you're looking for them to hit? That will show you that they're making the type of progress.
Well, certainly handling the huddle and leading is the biggest part, I think. Reading coverage for him is a little bit different. What we're asking him to do, he did a lot of work on the ball, looking at the sideline. We're asking him to handle the huddle and to handle the other 10 guys. And that's the starting point. He's done a good job progressing. We've got some ways to go. And then just handling the offense. I don't think each one's a little bit different. So I don't know that there's a real big bench press. It's just handling the group and acting like a leader.
Yeah, how challenging is that for a rookie to handle a huddle or a team when that team's a defending Super Bowl champ?
Well, for some, I imagine it's a big challenge, but that's part of it. I mean, that's part of being a quarterback in the NFL. You got to shoulder that responsibility, and guys that do, do very well.
I just
each day, when you ask him a question, he comes back with a sharp answer. It's getting closer. He doesn't have to sit and think. You can tell when they ask the question over again, they're stalling for time. So we don't fall for that anymore. No, he's just getting better and better.
Over the years that you've taught this offense, what have you found? Because now you're doing it back-to-back years. What's the most challenging thing for quarterbacks to pick up? Is it the concept?
I think, again, it depends on the person. It depends on what they've done before in the past. Getting the right play at the line of scrimmage when we do the run game is tough for some. Handling the volume is tough for some. It just depends on the player. Just the whole concept, getting the whole thing and handling a huddle, I think, is the biggest thing. And, I think Paxton will get there. I think he's working really hard at it, just as Trevor worked very hard, and he's light years what he was last year at this time.
What do you think your offensive line? I mean, obviously it's hard to tell this early, and you don't have
two of them aren't even practicing. I made the statement before. Last year at this point in time, we were thinking we had a whole new five. Shoot, we started the year with a guy who wasn't even here at left guard. He wasn't here. So we had some transition as we went through OTAs. We don't have a crystal ball. We'll work, and we'll make sure that we get the best five out there.
Yesterday, Gary Kubiak said that Capri Bibbs looks different and better. How does Capri Bibbs look to you?
Well, I think he's always, we've always thought he had some great run skills. He's pretty natural with the ball. He caught the ball well. It's just figuring the whole thing up. And he practices hard, and he did look. He looked like he had a burst. He just looks like he knows what's going on a little bit better. And last year was first year doing exactly what our offense was. So that was a transition year for everybody, not just Cabri. So, again, it's 1 day. We're 2 days into it.
What is the status of Okun and Sambrella? When do you expect to see them?
That's up to Greek.
Ty's not in there yet. I mean, they're both doing work a little bit yesterday.
We get them in walkthroughs. We get a chance to train them as far as talking with the guy next to him, and then we just let I let Greek do the job that he does so well.
How much has he think of Ty possibly at guard?
Well, I mean, obviously he's an athletic kid. He's got great balance. I mean, that's what we saw when we drafted him, and he's a smart kid coming from a stellar university like he did. He's my alma mater. But, no, it's a chance to get five guys out there, our best five guys out there. And if he has the flexibility to go in and play, great. So,
even though it's Jeff Hardman's first practices and team situation, how much has he been able to apply from the year he spent in the classroom?
Well, he looks pretty comfortable out there as far as knowing where to line and what to do. You know, like everybody else, he's still learning a little bit. I mean, it's one thing to hear it, and and the other thing is to practice it. He didn't get many reps on the field doing anything. So, you know, and that's a crucial part of learning, you know, going through and doing it, you know, doing the math problem on the board. You can't just think about it. You got to go do it. So we'll get him a chance. And you know, we like our group of tight end. And we'll see what happens. It's a little early to tell that too. It's 2 days into it, but leaders will come up. They'll rise. They'll rise for it. And I think, you know, we have the guys are good. They work hard together. They work hard for this team. And we'll find somebody to follow. We'll all be in good shape.
Does it have to be your quarterback?
No, it hasn't been in past. There's been a couple of years that maybe not that guy. But generally speaking, the quarterback has to direct the show. So. It's more likely.
It's obviously hard to tell right now, 2 days in, but is there a player that really jumped out to you out there on the field?
No, I'm just trying to get plays. I'm trying to make sure they're all in the same formation and they're running the right plays. Right now, you know, everybody's working hard at it, so I really can't say that there's a MVP after two days.
Demaryius wasn't here all this part last year. What is he getting now that this offseason, and what are you seeing out of him?
Well, certainly, you know, he's heard it for the season. So it's not the first time through, but, you know, we do make a little bit of adjustments as we go through. We watched our cut-ups. We try to decide what we do right, what we do wrong, try to get better at what we're doing. And he's had the benefit of seeing that and hearing what we're going to try and do and help our offense out. And, you know, every time he's been here, every day he's been here, he's worked hard. So now he's working hard with us. That's
all. People say that DT had a down year. Is that a fair characterization?
I don't know. I mean, he sure caught the ball, made a lot of yards. You know, he could have made a couple more catches. But, you know, we're counting on him to make big plays for us. That's for sure.
Anything else?
Thanks.
All right, thank you, Coach.